This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Oh, 4:38 a.m. in Austin, Texas. I'm up. I'm late, but the episode is here. All I can say is, what can Flan do for you?
What is TWS podcast, episode, whatever, who cares at this point? The rant of the vindicated. It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rip. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like the Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
This is a song that people need to be singing right about now. When they're telling you that you can't, you shouldn't. You won't
tell them this. No matter what they say, there is a way. No matter what they say, there is a way. No matter what they say, hey. I keep telling y'all I'm not going to sing anymore, and every week I find a reason to. I talked about it last week, though, so fuck it, though. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society, and I thank you sincerely for giving me a little bit of your time to just chit-chat, talk about whatever, get some things off my chest. I'm late again this week. This episode is going to go out Thursday. I'm recording it Thursday morning at like 5:00 in the morning. If I can admit it, I think I've admitted it for the last couple of weeks. I'm going through it right now. Some issues weighing on my mind, and every week I struggle to figure out how I'm going to talk about it, or if I'm going to talk about it, or what I'm going to talk about in place of it. And then, miraculously every week something happens that, forces the episode out. So I think I got a quick, blow of inspiration. So I'm going to record something and share it with the folks, because I love talking to y'all. If I haven't said it recently, I love you guys. I appreciate everyone. And even if we disagree, I love you and I respect you and I wish you the best. And I do this show as a form of my own therapy, and then also in hopes that maybe somehow talking through the crazy shit that goes on inside my brain, it might help somebody else. But we'll start with the fun stuff. A Chef Elise update, because we did get to chop it up and cook this past week. This week we made baked macaroni and cheese, blondies, and sheet pan French toast. My daughter also tried her hand at place settings, and she's pretty dope at it. So shouts to Chef Elise. She's incredibly dope, and I couldn't be more proud. The baked mac and cheese, I mean, the whole cooking this week, I don't know. This was not our best week culinarily wise, if that's a word. It's not our best week. I'm learning that, you got to be able to interpret recipes and see if a certain recipe didn't come from a certain source, that maybe it needs to be doctored a little bit. It was crazy because I finally did like a video call with my mom, who bought us the cookbook, my first cookbook for my daughter. And she bought like a whole chef outfit and utensils and stuff. And so, yeah, I wanted to, let her see the stuff being put to use, let her see that my daughter was having fun doing it. And kind of the daddy-daughter time we get to have thanks to her gift. And so I had her on a video call, watching us cook this week. And even though this was her cookbook that she bought, and I'm following the recipe in her cookbook, she was talking shit the entire time we was making that mac and cheese. It was literally macaroni with cheese in it. Like, I don't even know if we can call it mac and cheese. And I did add peas because it was in the recipe. So there's a picture out there on my, I don't know if I put it on Instagram. I know I put it on Twitter and like Facebook because I show off what we cook. But yeah, it don't look like what you would expect from mac and cheese. And it is not what you would expect from mac and cheese. But we made it. It was cooked. The pasta was cooked. It had cheese in it. That's about all I can say about that. The blondies went about as well as they could possibly go. I like cookies, so can't really go wrong with that. And then the sheet pan French toast. I guess these are just recipes that are supposed to be easy for kids to help with. So they're not, I don't know if they're intended to be good. I don't know. I don't know what the word is. I don't know if they're intended to be, you know, like delicious or stuff you would, I wouldn't make it if I had friends coming over or something like that. But, you know, they're serviceable recipes and then she can help. And we had a good time doing it. I think we learned some things. So if we did it again, we would doctor them a little bit and to make it more palatable. But yeah, she's learning. She's growing. I'm growing. I'm learning. It was a good time. Chef Elise, look out for the food truck coming in 10 to 15 years or something like that. Anyway, that was a dope experience. And thank you, Mom, for the gift. And yeah, I'm gonna let all the shit talking you did go. I still love you. Always will. Other than that, it's been a crazy week. And, you know, I know I think this is still like Suicide Prevention Month, which is, again, a subject that's near and dear to my heart. So I feel the need to like share my mental health struggles during a month like this, especially when just so happens that like this month has been incredibly tough for me. I mean, I don't know if this was like a part of the grand plan of the universe so that I would have these things to talk about, but it just how it's working out. I want to say thank you to, you know, a lot of people. I don't too many names to mention. But you know, y'all are starting to catch on to the what can Flan do for you concept. And so people are hitting me back and reaching out with stuff that I can do for them. And I appreciate it, letting me be of service and letting me help. Gets me out of my own bullshit and allows me to get involved in your bullshit. And y'all got some bullshit. So we all in it together. But yeah, it gives me, you know, a minute, an escape. So I appreciate, you know, everyone that's hit me up and allowed me to do something. It's been a lot of jokey stuff, but even the jokey stuff is cool. I got to have some deeper conversations with some other people about some important subjects. And even in that, a lot of times, like the advice that I'm giving out is advice that I'm really giving myself in the moment. Like that moment of trying to explain something to another person helps me better understand it for myself, or may help me rethink or look at my own situation from a different perspective. Cause you look at it differently when it's somebody else's problem, and you know, it's easy to offer advice. And a lot of times it's advice that I need to take myself. So that helps. I'm telling you people, it helps. You know, when you allow me to help you, it definitely helps me. To the one gentleman that asked that I assassinate, Jerry Jones, can't do that in public, dude. You can't ask me for that in public. Not saying I'm against the concept. I mean, yeah, I am saying I'm against the concept for those listening. Just know if you want to ask me to do something illegal, please don't do it on Facebook. That's not the way to do it. Not going to work out that way. It's not how it works. Also, in terms of what I can do for you financially, I can Cash App you $1. That is what I can do. And I will do it. Not a problem. I cannot fix your financial woes, but I can put something on it. I can get you a dollar closer to whatever it is your goal is. But yeah, I'm capping that at $1 and maybe like first 10 people or something like that. I don't know. I'm not. Podcasting is not paying me well as of yet. One day, maybe I can do more. But yeah, I'm not saying I can't help, but I probably can't fix it. I could put something on it, though. Just gonna leave that there. Anyway, back to my struggles, man. It's just been an interesting week. I also want to thank the people who showed up to the live stream. Like it is crazy. Like when I talk here about how, you know, there are always people who care. And if you reach out for help, you'll be amazed at the help that you get and the responses that you get. And I saw it work in my own life personally this week, you know, doing a live stream and talking to people and connecting and staying connected. Like, don't disconnect. You know, for me, I know the instinct is to disconnect, you know, with everything going on in the world and what's going on with people around me and people close to me and things that are happening. Like, the instinct for me was what used to be my coping mechanism in the past was to disconnect, was to find a way to not care and pull back from the world. And that took me to some very ugly places, some dark places that I don't want to go to again. So I will say, you know, part of the growth that I'm noticing in myself is that in these moments where, you know, I feel the worst and I'm in those dark, deep pits, I've gotten to the point where, you know, I can fight that instinct, and I fight it by purposefully connecting. So, you know, I still have the feeling that I want to disconnect, and there's still that instinct and that impulse to pull back and disconnect and retreat. But, you know, right now I can acknowledge that I have that feeling and then actively counteract it and purposefully connect and reach out to people, or call folks and do the live stream. And, you know, I talked about, you know, just, I didn't even talk about what I was going through, just that I was in a bad place. And I got so much love and positive feedback from folks. Again, you know, I don't remember all the names, but just know that I appreciate it. It was, it definitely made a difference. And even just, you know, in the hour I spent, I think, you know, doing the live stream on Give Vocal, felt better. It gave me an hour that I wasn't in my head, that I was answering questions or talking to people or having engaging conversations, and that helps. So again, for me, you know, what is getting me through periods in life, and we all going to have these periods in life, is one, acknowledging what it is, acknowledging that it's happening, and then, you know, purposefully connecting, reaching out, trying to help others, or, you know, sometimes saying, hey, yo, I ain't right. You know, I'm not sick, but I'm not well. I wanted to play that song, but I don't know enough about the song. I feel like I might have been delivering a message that I ain't intend to, but like, I'm aware of the song. I'm not sick, but I'm not well. I thought about reaching out and doing that one, but I went with some more stuff. Shouts to Yasin. Speaking of Yasin Bey, this is crazy segues. You know how we do. Yasin was in a group with Talib Kweli, Black Star. And I feel like I had I talked about it on the show for weeks, like wanting to have a conversation about whatever went down with Talib and, you know, his issue on Twitter and the whole, you know, alleged harassment of the black woman over whatever dispute that, you know, they had on Twitter. Again, I feel like I don't have enough information about it to talk about it. And I'd love to have the conversation with someone who maybe, you know, feels that they know more or can help me understand, you know, the backlash and where it comes from and why there was this push to cancel Talib. I think it's kind of died down a little bit. I haven't heard so much, but he did get banned from Twitter. So that probably is a lot of why we're not talking about it as much. But yeah, I feel like I have my own like moment where I can, and let me preface this by saying I'm in no way like defending whatever happened with Talib, because I don't know what happened. I'm in no way defending whatever he did or didn't do or however that went down by talking about this. I'm simply saying, like, if a similar event took place in his situation, I now see how it can go left like really fast. And it's crazy. Like, yeah, so I'm at a point right now, and I've talked on the show a lot about like misinformation and how I feel about misinformation and how valuable information is. And at a time like this, when information, you know, just spreads so quickly, and there's this pressure to react to things and to act on information quickly, that scares me and that worries me. So in one of those kind of like counteractive measures to my usual disconnect, I'm engaging and I'm connecting. And so when I see misinformation, especially when it's in a place where I feel like people that I care about or communities that I identify with or people that I think may be swayed by it, especially when that misinformation shows up in those places, I feel the need to engage. And I'm trying not to do the like, shut the fuck up, that's bullshit, you know, fuck is wrong with you, y'all crazy. I'm trying not to do that, but more just do like a, all right, here's what you said, here's another way that people might possibly see it. And if you have the information that, you know, invalidates, you know, what I'm saying, you know, which most of the time is going to stand in opposition to what was posted, then please share that information with me, because I want to be speaking the truth. And the only reason I'm speaking on whatever it is you posted, whatever it is you said, is because it doesn't ring true to me. And I don't want it to stand unopposed. I don't want someone to come across it, see it, and only see that. So then they may accept that as fact and keep running with it. So I just offer something else, so you know, people have something to think about when they digest that information. And so I did that this week. I did that. Somebody posted something. I was torn about whether to talk about it, because I don't want to give the situation any more energy. But this is the way my mental health works right now. Like, the way my mental health works is, when I have situations of emotional distress, I need to dissect them and look at least from my part, from my point of view, what I could have done differently. If I put myself in a position to be hurt, if I put myself in a position to be upset, and how I could, you know, how I could possibly, I don't know, act differently if the situation was to come up again. So, that's why I bring this up. Anyway, I had a situation like that, and like I said, won't go into exactly what it was that I was trying to counteract. And, it went left like so fast. So, you know, I was trying to do the thing where I'm like, you know, look, you know, here's my understanding of that issue. And, you know, and here are the facts behind my understanding of that issue. And here's my plea to be given the information if there's information out there that I somehow am missing. Because a lot of time I've talked about this, about like my issue with the woke community and some of the woke stuff is like, sometimes it's this, look at what I know, or look at what you don't know. You are sheep. You are followers. You don't research. And so if I do engage one of these people, I try to show that like my point of view comes from research. So if you've done research and I've done research, then, you know, we've just come across different things. So if you have these other sources of information that I must have missed, like, don't look at me as a person who just was fed some information and regurgitated it. Like, I'm trying to give you the evidence that I do go out and I seek out, you know, to understand the information that's out there. And if I'm giving you an alternative, you know, viewpoint, it doesn't come from nowhere. It comes from research and it comes from thought. And, you know, so like, let's have that dialogue. Let's have that back and forth so that maybe, you know, I can fill in the gaps in the information I don't have. If you really feel like, you know, what it is you're saying or what it is you're proposing is true, because I want to be aligned with the truth. So that was the way I kind of tried to present it. And I did it in the nicest, humblest way I could possibly do. And it immediately went left. Like, you know, don't tell me what to do when I ain't got to lead nobody. And I ain't, you know, I ain't got to tell nobody nothing and blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, it turned into a back and forth. And, you know, my immediate response was more like to apologize if the way my response came across was telling somebody to do something or being judgmental or anything like that. But like, I'm legitimately seeking out the information. And it's crazy how the conversation immediately, like, there was no engagement in the subject. Like, we never once talked about like the actual thing that we may have had a disagreement about, or we may have had, you know, a difference of opinion about. It immediately got to like, you know, it immediately got personal. And don't tell me what to do and blah, blah, blah. And I can say what I want to say. And, you know, and a bunch of other stuff. And I was so taken aback because I didn't understand, you know, where I had stepped across this line or whatever. And I was trying to like, and I said, and I'm gonna say it on the show now, like, to me, we live in this socially connected social media world where everybody has a platform to say and do whatever it is they want to do. And I embrace that freedom. I wholeheartedly endorse that freedom. You have the freedom to say and be and do whatever it is that you choose. The only caveat to that is that when you put it out there in a public forum, in these open spaces, you are open to opposition. You are open to responses. You are open to criticism, you know. And if you don't want that criticism, you know, if you're not trying to invite that criticism, then possibly social media is not the proper place to put it. But if you do put it out there, you know, there's a good chance. I put out this podcast. I put out, this is 176 episodes where I talk about how I feel about things that's going on in the world, things that celebrities do, things that people tweet, whatever. I talk about it. And there is no expectation in my mind that somebody can't have something negative to say about it. And if they do have something negative to say about it, then I have the choice, you know, to ignore it or respond. But I can't act like you don't have the right to say nothing. Like, well, then why did I put it out there? That's my fault. My bad. And I'm using I statements. This is how I feel about what I do. And this is how I interpret it when I see things out in public places. So, yeah, man, it went to this. Like, don't tell me what to do. And, you know, I can say what I want to say. And it was like, bet you absolutely can. And I can respond in turn. Like, I get that. I'm not trying to be confrontational. I'm not trying to be, you know, any of those things. I'm trying to share information, you know. And if you got the information, I'm asking for it. And I thought I was asking for it nicely. And if it didn't come across that way, you know, let me try to correct that, you know. But whatever, man. And so it got into this back and forth. And at the end of it, and this is the problem, again, I have with a lot of people who do the woke stuff and who do the, you know, look at y'all sheep, you know, kind of stuff, is that when they get challenged on the information that they put out there, the goalpost starts moving. So, again, like I said, never once did we engage in any real conversation about the subject matter. It never got to be anything about what it was that was actually posted. It got to be about their rights, my rights, and who's telling what, who to do what, and who's misunderstanding something, and who's not reading something, and blah, blah, blah. And then at the end of it, it got to be questioning me as a man. And an individual I was interacting with was a woman, a black woman. And it got to be, why would you go back and forth with a woman? And, you know, as if, like, I had no right to have the conversation with her or to defend any of the, you know, the attacks I thought were being thrown at me about, you know, my intentions and what I was doing because she was a woman. I should have just been like, oh, it's a woman talking. So, nah, like, let me find another woman to have this conversation with you. And I don't know how I feel about that. Like, that really did take me aback. That really did hit me into place. Because, I've heard that before and I've experienced that before. And some of what, like, I saw with the Talib situation was, a lot of it was like, you're attacking a black woman or you're harassing a black woman. And it was like, would it have rang the same if it was a dude? Like, would it have been as much backlash if there was a dude? And in this situation, it's like, again, it never got to be about the substance or the, you know, the actual topic. It ended on, why are you engaging with a woman? I'm like, man, I don't know how to feel about that. On one end, I feel like for me to not engage with somebody simply because they're a woman, and I don't feel like I was being disrespectful in any way, shape, or form. I apologized several times if there was a misunderstanding in anything that I was saying. And I tried to keep things as as like above board and just like, you know, okay, I respect what you said and here's my response to that. And I respect what you said and here's my response to that. And it just got to be like, why would you even go back and forth with a woman? And this is a woman, this is the woman saying this to me. It's like, man, like I almost feel like it would have been disrespectful for me to not engage because it was a woman. Like that would have been like devaluing the importance of the conversation, like that the conversation didn't need to be had because I was having it with a woman. Or I don't, man, it got weird. It got really weird, really fast. And, you know, I walked away from it. I stepped away from it. I haven't, you know, looked back to see what else may or may not have been said. But man, it was crazy. And I don't know how, I mean, this is not like this, the whole point of me discussing it is not like a commentary on what happened and what should have happened and what shouldn't have happened or what was right and what was wrong. I'm just really discussing it. I'm really like saying it out loud and talking it over with myself and talking it over here so that maybe if you have an opinion on it or you could tell me, the better way to handle it, I'd be open to hearing that. Definitely 100%. Yeah, because I'm so confused. I'm so confused. Like there was, to me, there was no appropriate way to respond to that. And at that point, it had gotten to, we're not even talking about the subject. So this is not a conversation. Like we're not, this is not, I've lost the intention. I've lost what I intended to do here. What I intended to do here was to provide an alternative piece of information based upon what was putting out there so that it wouldn't stand unopposed. And now I'm having a conversation about, you know, my masculinity and whether or not as a man, I should be engaging in a back and forth with a woman. And I mean, with everything that's going on today and my ideas of like what's appropriate for men and stuff are changing like on a daily basis. I tell you, like, I feel like a Neanderthal sometimes based on like the way I was raised and the way the ideas I had on masculinity and, you know, whether or not I was raised in rape culture and whether or not, you know, my ideas are toxic, you know, is there toxic masculinity? This felt toxic to me. It felt toxic to me to accept the idea that you're not allowed to have debate publicly with women. Like that seems demeaning to women to me. I wasn't having a conversation with a person taking their gender into consideration. This was about the information. And it's like, and gender got thrown up at me. And really, I don't know what the right move is on that. And that's very worrisome to me. Like, and it's caused me a lot of distress over the last couple of days. Like it is so crazy. Like nothing changed in my opinion of the topic. Nothing changed in my opinion of the misinformation out there. But now I am questioning like, this whole, the gender roles in debates or something like that. Like, just, I don't know. I really feel like it's not a subject that I can figure out for myself. And I'd like to, that's why I'm engaging you guys, you know, telling you, you know, what I've been mulling over the last couple of days and what's caused me a lot of emotional distress. Cause I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be a bad guy. I don't, I strive to not be a bad guy. And if something I'm doing is wrong, I want to know and I want to stop. But I want to understand why it's wrong. So I don't know. That's what I got. That's the topic of discussion for this week. It's open-ended, mad open-ended. I just felt like at 4:30 in the morning, I was thinking about it and I was like, man, I probably do got a half an hour worth of shit I can say about this. So let me give it to the folks. Let me put it out there. See what the folks got to say about it. But anyway, with that said, because that's all I got, support my folks, Zaya Fitness on Instagram. He can be your fitness guru, your fitness coach, your nutritional advisor. The dope dude. So check him out, ZAYAH Fitness on Instagram. As always, ttcharities.org, ttcharities.org. Hit him up if you're looking for a way to be impactful. To combat misinformation, to get good information, just to find a way to do something about some of the craziness we see in the world right now. ttcharities.org is a great place to start. It's not about being in opposition to anyone. It's about trying to help out, you know, help out our brothers and sisters. So hit up the site, donate what you can, time, money, books, clothes, whatever it is that they need. If it's just a like or a retweet, that goes a long way as well. So ttcharities.org, please check them out. You know, What Is TWS is everywhere you want to be, all major streaming platforms. Hit up the website, get some merch, buy a shirt. I share because I care. Fuck it, though. I got a lot of stuff up there. So, yeah, support a brother. Help me. If you support me, see how it works? If you support me, then when I ask what can Flan do for you and you try and get that financial assistance, I may be in a better place to do so. Bye, bye, bye. I may be able to up that $1 Cash App limit. That's a shameless plug, but I did it anyway. It's what I do. I don't know. But yeah, man, that's all I got. I appreciate y'all for listening. We'll do the Tickle Me Tuesday again on Get Vocal. That's at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. My man, Alexander MF, has been with me the last couple of weeks, and I appreciate him for that. And I appreciate all the his folks that have showed up and commented and participated. I also do a live stream with him on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Central. So that's 11 p.m. Eastern. We talk a lot of mental health recovery stuff and the crazy things that's going on in the world. And I save a lot of controversial stuff for that. We play Guess the Ethnicity over there. I haven't felt comfortable on my own platform. That sounds bad, but it's the truth. But yeah, man, I'm going to end it with something I wanted to end the last episode with. This is just, it's a tearjerker for me. And it's something that I listen to sometimes. I feel like I need to. It does something for me. It's not music. I'm going to get in trouble. It's way more than 30 seconds. Maybe I'm going to talk over it. I don't know. But I wanted to share. I like sharing. I share because I care. So I wanted to share this with y'all because it does something for me every time I listen to it. Taps me back into my emotions and keeps me from disconnecting. So there's a message for today. It's don't disconnect. There's people out there that want to connect with you. I'm one of them. Anything I can do for you, hit me up. Flan at whatistws.com. Twitter, Facebook, whatistws. You can find me. I'm there. And if you need me, I'll always be here. So with that said, man, let's thank y'all. And this, I don't even know what to say. It's not a rock out. We're going to do something. Let's get emotional.
I couldn't be nobody but myself. You know that. But then they all started talking. They were talking about love.
Being gone. In my house.
They said that there ain't much left to love. Well, there's
always
something to love if you're familiar enough to recognize it. I mean, have you cried
for anything
lately? And I don't mean for your friends or your bills or yourself. I mean
for this.
When do you think it's time to love something the most, child? When it's successful? And done made everything easy for us, huh?
That ain't the time at all.
It's when it's reached its lowest and we don't believe in it anymore. And the world done kicked it in its tail enough that it's lost itself. Yes.
That's when.
When nobody cares. That's right. Nobody.
I care. Don't disconnect.